This is Rob Oller with Oller Take Two. Today we're talking Tom Brady, Michigan man, New England Patriot, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, current Super Bowl phenomenon. Get this. Brady's been in the league 20 years. He's appeared in 10 Super Bowls. He may not only be the best quarterback in NFL history, he's probably the best player in NFL history. And yet, here's what I like about Tom. Did I just call him Tom? No, we're not buddies. But we do have a little bit of history. Before I tell you what I like about Tom Brady, a little story which is in the column. 1999, I'm up in Ann Arbor covering Michigan for the Dispatch, as I always did back in the day, the week of the Ohio State-Michigan game. And I'm one-on-one with Tom Brady. Now, this Tom Brady wasn't today's Tom Brady. Wasn't anything close. In fact, he'd kind of have to held off Drew Henson for the starting job. He was dealing with some ghosts and some doubts. And we talked about that. We asked him, what's in your future, Tom? And he said, well, his number one goal was the NFL. But if that didn't work out, he'd probably head overseas, maybe Europe, to concentrate on international business. Imagine that, Tom Brady. Well, as it turns out, he kind of did major in international business. He married Giselle, whatevs. And she's from Brazil, so hey, check that box. Here's why I like Tom Brady. The guy is a pretty boy, but deep down, he's kind of a nerd. I don't know if you've ever seen the little videos of him trying to high-five teammates and they ignore him and little things like that. He does not try to present himself as perfect or as polished as, say, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning. Yeah, they can laugh at themselves, but Brady's not everywhere you look. You turn on the TV, there's Patrick Mahomes, shampoo, and State Farm, and Rodgers with State Farm, and Peyton Manning with everything, and Brady, where do you see him? So, I actually appreciate that. He's not overproduced. You know, maybe you have a problem if you're an Ohio State fan liking a Michigan man, but I don't know. He kind of keeps it real for me. And the final thing was, I saw that video after Patriots beat the Saints, and there's Tom Brady throwing a pass to Drew Brees' son in the end zone and then telling Drew Brees' son to be nice to his sister. I just like that. The guy's human. Does he have his quirks? Of course. Was there a Deflategate? Yes. Although, those might have been trumped up charges. So, this Super Bowl is going to be pretty cool because it's Tom Brady against Mahomes. The future of the NFL versus the present slash past. I don't know who I'll be rooting for. I like Mahomes. I like Brady. Chiefs already won it. I'm not a huge fan of Florida teams, so it's a tough call. Maybe I'll just enjoy the game. Thanks for listening.